D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
Well, it is, in fact, trifecta time here on the Little Hardline as we remember those who have recently passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they mattered and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Mr. DJ, where are we, sir?
Working on room 600, currently occupied by Ace Frehley.
Ah, a one-man room.
Well, let's welcome on our dear friend and fellow colleague. Fellow colleague might be redundant. I don't know, but it's Donovan Lewis. Hi, Donovan.
What's up, Hardline?
Our peer. Our peer.
Our fellow colleague peer.
So this guy was next in the queue, and Donovan reached out and said, hey, this is mine.
I got this.
This guy's mine.
I'm tired of not talking during this segment.
I put the elbow underneath all of your necks all at the same time and wanted to make sure I present Michael Eugene Archer, better known as his stage name, D'Angelo.
Man, D'Angelo, the mystique and the buzz surrounding this guy is unbelievable considering how little he actually put out.
Only three albums, right?
Studio albums he did put out. But when you talk about the neo-soul movement in R&B, which is a huge thing, you think about Lauryn Hill, Angie Stone, Erykah Badu, a lot of people credit his first album, Brown Sugar, with starting or bringing to the forefront that neo-soul genre in R&B. Now, he wasn't the first, but kind of put it to the forefront when his album came out. And he had a few songs on that Brown Sugar album that were pretty big. Ham, if you want to play Lady, you can go right ahead and do that. This was probably the biggest hit of his first album that was released in 1995, and it's called Lady.
And how old was he? Like a baby? No, when this came out,
he was 51 when he died, so that came out in 1995.
Yeah, so he was 20?
Yep. He did a cover of Smokey Robinson's Cruisin' that was on that album also, and of course the title track, Brown Sugar, that was really big. But in my opinion, I think this was the best song that came off this first album. This kind of shot him to, okay, this dude has a little something, and it's a little different sound than what you're used to. Just kind of mixing a little 70s soul and funk and almost like spoken word while you have the music and the beat going. You know how the poetry slam stuff kind of got real big? When people would do the poetry over the beats and the snaps and all that stuff. And this was kind of like that in music form. And when he came out in 1995 with this, man, it skyrocketed.
So were you guys aware of this album?
No, this was not on my radar. But I was going to ask, you kind of alluded to it, but for those of us on the show that are white, the signature elements of Neo Soul, is it like the 70s funk bass line, but with like modern beats and like the spoken word vibe or what?
Yeah. It's almost like you are doing a little poetry in front of an audience with the snapping, but you have the beat and I don't want to say sing talking because that's disrespectful, because that dude, there's nothing, not even close with him about sing talking, but it's kind of like that. It's, how do I describe it? I think when you think about rhythm and blues, it's a little bit catchier. It's a little bit different. You have some beats that are up. Not the ballads, but the faster R&B is kind of the what you can dance to and all that. And this is way more smooth to where you're kind of sitting with a drink or in a lounge listening to this instead of thinking about getting up and dance. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So like more mid-tempo.
So
right.
Now, Donovan, correct me if I'm wrong, but so it took how many years for album number two?
Brown Sugar was 95. I believe album number two was 2000.
Okay. All right. And in between there, he became like this huge sex symbol?
Well, no. He did a couple of other different, like he was big on the collabs. And on Lauryn Hill's big album, her only album, as a matter of fact, that came out, he had a duet on there with her called Nothing Even Matters. That was awesome. And I didn't get that to Ham to play, but it was great. So now that everyone's anticipating the second album comes out. And this is where he shot the superstardom, because
I don't even think it was the first single that was released on the second album, and the second album was called Voodoo. The untitled How Does It Feel song came out. He had to put a video out for it because that's when videos were huge, and everyone who had a hit song put out a video. And this shot him to absolute superstardom. This is untitled How Does It Feel.
And okay, so this was the sex symbol part of it too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
This is where this video was just him on the screen, nothing else. He was ass out. And the video, the camera would go down like to his hips or his waist and come back up. The dude was cut. Like, my goodness, every single woman wanted D'Angelo or some dude that looked like D'Angelo at that point. It was probably one of the sexier videos you'll ever see. And it's just him singing by himself. It will start out close, pan out to where you're almost about to see below his waist and you don't. And it was, this shot him to superstardom and the sex symbol type of thing that he was way uncomfortable with.
Very uncomfortable with it. Like, I'm surprised he even made that album, because the way that he talked about it afterwards in limited interviews, I mean, like, he wanted nothing to do.
Like, he got talked into the video?
I don't know. But, I mean, the way that he talked about being an uncomfortable sex symbol, like, he just, it just made him, it weirded him out. And he's like, I can't do this. I can't do it.
Yeah, dude was about
when they were
the
shooting the video, did he have, like, a sock on it?
No clue.
That was fleet.
But, man, let me tell you, there are a lot of chicks who surely hope he didn't. They were trying to see that thing fan down.
Like it freeze is. Frame and seeing if they missed it.
Looking down
the edit.
At the bottom of the TV, like, straight
and
down.
Even dudes are like, holy crap, are they going to show up? What's happening here? Like, good Lord. Like, it absolutely shot him to superstardom as a sex symbol, which he definitely was uncomfortable with. And it took him 14 years to release his next album.
So then that was
he
it.
Had so many different, he had so many different things as far as, you know, alcohol, drug problems, because he just couldn't handle that being a sex symbol. He's on concert at a stage, and instead of the music, they're like, hey, take your clothes off and do How Does It Feel? Let's go. Let's see what's happening.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, again, very, very loose comparison. But
to you?
No. Although, thank you.
You understood what he was dealing with, though, right?
Yeah, if there was a guy out there, I'm like, God.
Yeah, like when Corby's Angels were screaming at ticket stock, that's kind of what it was like.
Thank you, Dave, for bringing them up. No, but like when the Beatles first came out and all they wanted to do was play their music and these girls just screamed.
Yeah, they couldn't hear themselves.
They didn't even care about what was going up on stage and they're like, what are we doing here? What is the point?
Yeah, they
could have
been
this?
Singing the ABCs and no one cared. It was just them up there and they were screaming loudly.
And
yeah,
that would mess with your head. Like, that messed with the guy's head, clearly. He couldn't get out of it.
It absolutely did. He released another album in 2014 that a lot of people will call his masterpiece.
Remember people losing their minds because he hadn't done it in so long, and the people that were in that world, like, losing their you-know-what because D'Angelo finally came out and made another record.
Yeah, yeah. He did a lot of collabs. He did a lot of cover songs also. He did a cover of my favorite Prince song, She's Always in My Hair. That is just absolutely great. And the dude had a lot of people who respected him and respected his part of that neo-soul movement. And even Rolling Stone, the magazine that everyone respects, the 200 greatest singers of all time, he's number 75.
Yeah,
so that's
pretty badass.
Something of a guy that's, you know, only put out three albums. I know it's tough, and I know a lot of people don't understand or even think about the neo-soul genre of R&B, and it just didn't fit your radar. I can understand that. But, man, that dude had it. He was an absolute performer. You can go and check out some of his live stuff that he did. That is, he was just all about the music, the creativity, the music, and doing his thing and putting it out there, man. And he did a wonderful job of it. I love the dude. I never got to see him in concert. But to kind of start that neo-soul movement and be at the start of it and keep it going, and a lot of people who are in that point to D'Angelo as the reason why they were in it and the influence that he had, it was pretty big.
And he had the cancer, right?
He did. He died, I think it was, I want to say pancreatic, but I don't want to
that's
say,
right.
Hey,
that's
that was
right.
It.
Yeah,
yes,
so he, I mean, he was famously
uterine
reclusive.
Cancer is peach.
He was famously reclusive, but had he been battling cancer secretly for a long time, or was it kind of a quick ending for him?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when he was diagnosed. He had a car wreck in 2005, but I don't know about the pancreatic cancer. I think it just took a lot of people by surprise, and you know, all the tributes that came in and the people who were at his service and all that, talking about the influence that he had, I thought was really cool. But you know, three studio albums feel like it's not a lot of work for a dude that had the influence that he did, but he did a whole lot other than those three albums as far as his, you know, as his music goes, as far as collabs with other artists and all that. So he did a ton. He just didn't do it in his name under D'Angelo as far as studio albums go. But that Nothing Even Matters is an awesome song on, because everyone calls that Lauryn Hill album perfection. That's one album that you put on at track one and never skip. And personally, I think the song with him and Lauryn Hill on that album is the best one on Lauryn Hill's album, let alone the stuff that he did. So, he was really good.
Do you feel like this is a no-brainer, Donovan?
For me, it is, but I don't think it will be a no-brainer going around the room. I really don't, because I don't know how involved in that genre of music you guys even paid attention.
I will quickly confess. Learning about him on this very segment I'm listening to. Nothing about him, which is crazy because
he was huge. He really was.
He's in my age demographic, and I feel like I sort of have a grasp popular music of the day.
But like Donovan said, it was more about the people that would talk about him in those revered tones of the influence.
His place on the Rolling Stones list, that's a real marker in his favor.
Lando?
And each of the first two records, by the way, did go platinum.
They went platinum. Yes, they did.
Sold a million copies, so.
Yes.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Well, it's Michael Dixon, so it's not.
Oh, it's Michael. I'm sorry.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Sorry about the ums.
God, Michael.
It's okay.
So
thank
far.
You.
Yeah, you know what? Mariners, they're going to come back. They're going to play next year.
Yeah, 20 years.
Yeah. DJ.
Despite that disrespect, he's in.
Donnie made the case, and I say no. Don't like sing talkers.
Okay, that's fair enough. It's not about what you like, but I get it.
I kind of love that Ham's the toughest vote on
the
show.
He really is. Yeah, he's in, man.
Yeah,
saying yes.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm not incredibly familiar with his work, but there's no denying his impact and his success.
Yeah.
Was his nickname ever D-Lo?
I doubt it.
And was he kind of average?
He just wanted to keep that for D'Angelo Russell. He knew another D'Angelo was going to come around. So.
Do you have a lot of turnovers? And
a lot of ill-timed shots that had no chance of going in.
Was he hung like two Coke cans stacked on top of each other?
Why are you doing
now
this?
Is the room occupied now with Ace Frehley, right?
Yep.
Yeah, maybe they could do a hot collab.
Yeah.
Just a jam session with Neo Soul and Kiss music.
Right.
Mashed together.
Let's put him in.
Yeah. All right, he's in. Ace and D'Angelo. Donovan, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you, Donnie.
Enjoy your weekend. There he goes. Donovan Lewis of The Invasion. Catch him every single day, Monday through Friday, at least 9 to 1.